Time to talk about the latest from the grain markets. Joining us for that, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State. Kim, no way to avoid it. This week, the big news, the government shutdown. Let's talk about how that's affecting the markets.
Well, the grain markets or the commodity markets, you haven't had much impact. One analyst said that we have less information than we did before the government shut down, like on export numbers. We might not get the Wall Street report that's due out on the 11th. So we're depending on numbers that are coming from the market analysts. The market is providing the numbers. And this analyst said that there may be less volatility without the government numbers coming in because there's less information on the market. I think the important thing is that we're depending on numbers from the analytical firms, the large firms, and the large firms will have the information before the rest of us out in the public, but they've always had the numbers first. And like the Wall Street report coming up on the 11th, you've got the average of the market analyst, which they try to predict what that USDA number is. I think what we got to be concerned about is when the government comes back to work and starts releasing numbers, and then we could have volatility of how the government's numbers matches the numbers we've been using beforehand.
Right. All right. Now this week we've seen a 52-cent increase in the wheat price over the course of the week. What's behind that? What's driving that?
Well, we talked about this last week that the WASDA reports and the stocks reports showed that there was less wheat than the market thought we had. You look at hard red winter wheat ending stocks that came out in the last WASDE, 197 million bushels compared to 343 million last year. You can look at all classes of wheat ending stocks at 561 million bushels compared to 718 last year. I think the market realized that U.S. wheat stocks are relatively tight. There's a potential protein shortage of protein wheat, and our hard red winter wheat's got good protein in it, and there's good export demand right now. I think what we got to all be concerned about, though, is we're harvesting and have essentially harvested over 80% of a record world crop coming in at just over 26 billion bushels. It was just over 24 billion last year, and the average is just under 25 billion. So we got a lot of wheat around the world. So there's adequate amounts of wheat, but what we don't have is good protein wheat in the world, and we have it, and that's why we've got higher prices.
All right. So with the lack of information coming from the government, with all the other reports, what are you watching right now?
Well, right now, and what I've always watched is the futures markets, because the futures markets, those prices reflect what the big players, what information they have. You may not know what that information is, but you know the impact it has on the market. I'm watching that Kansas City December contract. Right now it's trading between $7.50 and $7.80. I think that's the range. If it breaks $7.80, then it's going to run up to $8.05. But right now our target is $7.80. If it goes down and breaks $7.20, then our target's going to be $7.07. But you watch the futures. The big firms have always had the information before, even before USDA has it. And they drive prices with that. And so you just watch where those prices are going, and the trend is your friend. And follow what the big players are doing.
All right, so looking at the big players, for the little guy, is this the time to sell wheat?
I think it's time to sell some wheat. We've had over a 50 cent rally on the wheat. Don't sell a lot of it, stagger it into the market. I'd sell another 10 to 20% of my wheat, or 20% of what I got left in storage.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.